last Gemara was that it says Hakol Chayovim B'Mikru Megillah, and it says Hakol Ksherim Likru Sesa Megillah. So the question was Nasu Yemai, the topic of Gemara of Yom Avar Aleph. What does that Mishnah come to include? So Gemara says Nasu Yenoshim, teaches the Noshim also there in the Mechiev to hear the Megillah. Rashi says Nasu Yenoshim, even ladies Shechayoves B'Mikru Megillah, also in the Mechiev to hear the Megillah. Uksheris Lekroisin Olohitzis Chorim Yidei Chavosim. Rashi learns the more pshutoi that the mechuyev to hear the mikra megillah, and no one then they could even lame the megillah, and they could be yaitza men also. Taiz brings down the famous Bahag Shita heels. Not like that, the Bahag said that Noshim are mechuyev to hear the megillah, but they could not lame to be mitzi a Noshim. To be mitzi a Noshim. Vice says that a Noshim are mechuyev kriya. And by ladies, there's only a chiyuv shemiya, therefore they can be not miyotza the men. So that's machlokes Rashi and the Bag, if an isha can lay in the Megillah to be yotza men or not. And the Mora says, this chiddush here is, Rabbi Shubin Levi says, Noshim chayov is a mikra Megillah, that Noshim am chayiv in the mikra of mikra Megillah, even though it's only mid Rabbanin. And even though the Rabbanan usually are Masak and Kain, the Raisa, therefore since it's a mitzvah sheish as man groma, it only comes on Purim, so really they should be potter from the mitzvah. But here there's a new svara, Shafem Hoyeb Yosenes, they were also in the nest, but they were all supposed to be killed out through Haman, and Hashem saved the ladies also, therefore that's a svara when the Rabbanan were Masak and to have a Mikra Megillah, they were Machayiv, even Noshim also to hear the Megillah, since they also took place in the nest. Another Mishnah says, Hakol Chayovin leZimun. Everybody's mechuyev in Zimun. When you eat three people together, you have to bench b'Zimun. So, Lasu Yemai, what does that Mishnah come to include? Lasu Yemai. So Mora says, Lasu Yenoshim v'Yavodim. That if three ladies eat together, they have a right, if they wanted to bench b'Mizumin. The same thing as three Avodim bench together, eat together, they could bench b'Mizumin. Titani, we learn like this. Noshim mizamnos liyatzmon, v'yavodim mizamnos liyatzmon, but not together. You can't have two ladies and one eved, or two avodim, one lady. You have to have either three ladies to mechayiv in zimun, or else three avodim. Or then, if you have three men, there's also chiyuv zimun. But if you have only two men and one lady, it's not mechayiv in zimun. But that's the chiddush here. The noshim, if they want to, they could be mizamin. However, Tosfos speaks out that we're samech that Noshim Shlono ain't Mizamnis. We do not make Zimun, and it's only a Rishus here, it's not really a Choiv, and therefore the Ikkis Zimun is only by men and not by ladies. But Avada, if they're sitting by the same table, and when the men bench for Zimun, there are three men eating together and they bench together, so Avada, if there's some ladies there, they should also answer along and bench for Zimun also. Zmikra Din, they're also in the Pasha of Zimun. Now the Gemara says, Hakol mitzdarf from the zimun. Another Mishnah says also that everybody's mitzdarf to the zimun. You can make up, be part of the three people to make zimun. What does that come to include? Lasu yemai. Someone says lasu yekotin herdei levi mevorchin. If you have a kotin, he knows who he's benching to. He's like a gila chinuch. He could also be part of the zimun. The Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says herdei levi mevorchin. Someone who knows who we're benching to is mezamnin alav. He could be part of the Zimun. However, the Maaseh Torah speaks out that we're not knowing like this, that what if it's Zimun also, we're only knowing if you have three Gedolim. If you have a Kotan, even though it's your Deolim, Mimavarchin, we're not knowing like this, we're knowing that he's not Mitzpar of the Zimun. You have to have three Gedolim. When you have two of these, two Gedolim and one Kotan, even though it's your Deolim, Mimavarchin, we are not Mizamin. Now there's a commissioner that says, Hakil Metam Beziva. Everybody has two mezivah, I mean the zav comes out of your body, you become tamei. So Mora says, Lasu Yemai, what does it come to include? Lasu Yatinik Ben Yoma, even a boy, one day old, if zav comes out of his body, also he's tamei. Even though Sheikh was there, he doesn't have. But zav comes out from Eva Meis, zav comes out by itself, and even by a tinik Yoma, a baby one day old, could have this tum zav. The tiny belong like this, Ish. The Torah says the word ish in the parsha of Tum Azav. So the question is, ma tam loim ish? What does the Pesach say the word ish? Ma tam loim ish ish, a double lashon, ish ish, is l'rabois tinuk ben yom echod, shematama beziva. Divrei Reb Yehuda. These are the words of Reb Yehuda. That even though the kid is only one day old, lemaisa, if zav comes out of his body, he'll be tummy. Reb Yishmael Binoi Shereb Yechon and Baruch Omer, he says, and it's sorry, I don't need a special pasuk to be marabotinik. However, you wait, the pasuk says, v'hazav ezoivoi, la'zocher v'lenekeva. The zav comes out, flows out of the body, whether you're zocher or nekev, you're tummy. Sidashin, la'zocher kolshu zocher. Ben koten ben godol. Then the cave, when the person says the cave, it also means kol she, the cave, anybody that's a girl, that's a lady. Ben katana ben gadoila. As he holds in these words of la zocher, but la nekeva, it comes to mind by any type of a zocher, even though it's only one day old. From this pasuk of la zocher, but la nekeva, we know even though they're one day old, even though it's a katana or cotton, also he has two mezav. If so, according to Rabbi Shmuel, imkei, matam leim ish ish, how can the person talk to you and says it's lashon of ish ish? So the answer is divrei Torah kolashim b'nei yodim. The Torah talks kolashim b'nei yodim. That's the way lashim b'nei yodim means that sometimes that's urcha the court talker that ish ish. Yeshua says ish ish ki yia zav mitzaray. Now next halacha it says hakil mitamim b'tamimeis. Anybody if you touch a mace you become tamei. So what does it include? Hakil mitamim b'tamimeis. So what says lasuyim? I wasn't come to include. Lasuya cotton, even a cotton, if a cotton touches a mace, he also becomes tamei. So what's the chiddush? Because otherwise, salka daita chamina, I would have thought to say, ish asheye tamei, v'lo yitzchate. The person becomes tamei, and he doesn't become tohor. So I would have thought to say, ish, and the person says ish, only a godol becomes tamei if he touches a mace. A cotton loy, but maybe a cotton not. A cotton has not become tamei. Kamash Mulon. Bosses says no. We all have nefoshos. Asher ho yisham. Mash me any nefoshos. Mash meloshin rabim. Even a cotton, he's also in the pasture of tamei mace. If he touches a mace, he'll become tamei. Someone says if so, eli ish lemutimai. How can the pasuk says ish asheyi tamei? What is the other word ish for? Someone says lemute cotton mikoros. Come teach us. So the cotton is not chayv koros. Rashi says, "Haikro benichnas tamei lemigdash ksiv." If a person has touched a mace and then he goes into the base of migdash, or mechayv lekoros, and a godol, if he's tamei, goes into the base of migdash, he's chayv koros. Olach ksiv. Therefore, it says the word ish lemute cotton. The lav baronchin or cotton is not baronchin. Avot tamei lutamei yechlo namashkin kegodol. But he himself does become tamei. Hold mitamei the food that he eats like a godol. There's only mita kroa that for einshin is not mechuyev in einshin. Even though across the course pita comes not mechuyev in einshin, the kubri that's only bidei yodam bidei shemayim. We don't know what the gedorim are. The chlat paim by chorus maybe yeah. Kamash pon here for him learn all over could be that a cotton is not bechlal a chiyev chorus. That was a mishnah negoyim that says hakol metamim benegoyim. Everybody can have tumas negoyim. If a nega comes on your body, you become tamei. Lasu Yamai, what does it come to include? Again, Lasu Yakotin comes to include even if a cotton has a neger on his body that he becomes tamei. Because otherwise, Salkwa Daita Chaminir, I would have thought to say, the Postuk says, Is Tzuru Aksiv. When an Ish becomes a Mitzaras, or a nega. So I would have thought to say, Ish in, only if a godel, a man, gets a nega, is tamei. But cotton lay, cotton's not tamei, Kamash Malon, yes, that even a cotton is also tamei. So the Gemara v'yema, why don't I say Ochinam is like the true? Why don't I say like this? Then maybe only a godel has tumas negoyim, not a cotton. So Gemara says no. Adam kiya bi'or b'saroi mikol makom. It's Adam kiya bi'or b'saroi mashem mikol makom. Any type of a person has tumas negoyim on him. So Gemara says if so, v'yel ish lomeli. So why is the pasuk say ish then? Why does it say ish tsuruah? If it's lav dafk and ish, even a cotton also, so why does the pasuk say the word ish? So Mora says we need that like the tanya, like we learned. Ish, the pasuk says the word ish. So aim liyela ish. I only think an ish would have tumas negoyim. Isha minayin. I don't know, even an ish also has tumas negoyim. Kishuam, when the pasuk says vihat tsuruah, harekan shnayim, that's mashma too. Rashi says vihat tsuruah, mashma tsuruah, achrin, another type of a mitzuras. Not only an ish, that's the rav says isha comes to include the isha. So the chur again, and came of so matam lemish. So why does the pasuk say the word ish? Once we're saying that even an isha also has tumas negoyim, and even a cotton, So back to the question again, what is supposed to say the word Ishua? So Mora says, yes, it's Le'inyin Sheomata. It's come and teach us the next halacha is only applied to an Ish and not to an Isha. That means Ish Pareya. When you become a Mitzaras, a Nega, a man has to be Pareya, means has to rip his clothing. O Purim, you have to let his hair grow. V'yein Isha Paras Uparamis, but Isha does not have to. Rashi says, and came, Lomunam Ish Linyin Shlamata, Tamash Mishlo Isha V'lava Tom Yutamakoi. The Etzim Tumah applies to an Isha also. Because these mitzvahs are Priya and Prima, that only applies to a Ish and not to an Isha. Then the Mishnah says, Hakil Royim Es Negoyim. Everybody could see a Nega. Everybody's kosher to see a Nega. And it says, two Roshan, it says, Hakil Royim Es Negoyim. It says, Hakil Sherim Es Negoyim. Is Lasu Yamai, what does it come to include? So when it says, Lasu comes to include, Shene Boki Bem Uvish Mosayim. Even though the person is not a book, he doesn't know clearly the halachas of Hilchos Negoyim, and he doesn't even know the book in the names of the Negoyim, still, he could see the Nega. So must question why. I've all my mind with the Gemara and Shavuos that says, Ein Boki Behem Uvishmasayim, Ein Royes Negoyim. That if a person is not a book, and he doesn't know the halachas, he doesn't know the names of the Negoyim, he should not be the one to see the Nega to see if it's coming or not. Sakamir was saying the rabbis, even an Ein Boki, he could also see the Negoyim to Paskin, the person is Tommy or not. So Mura says, Omer Avino Lakash Des Nostiva. There are two different types of people. Hodim is Savri Lei Visava. One person is, even though he's not a Boki himself, but he understands very well. And he could ask a Shaila. And once you explain it to him, he'll understand it very well. That means the Misavri Lei Visava. You explain him the reason, he'll understand it. Hod, the type that with the says in Warren Shuis, that's no good, but they were talking about the Misavri Lei Vilei Savar. Even if you explain it to him, he doesn't understand it well. For such a person, he should not see Negoyim. Rashi says, Hakol Royim Vakok Shem Lirus Chodu, it's like one Mishnah. For Loi Gabi Adoni Tani, wasn't learned one next to another. But it means the same thing, everybody's cautious to see the Nega. I will learn not like that. So the answer is, the Misavri Lei Visavar, Hilchos Negoyim, Shein Aboki, is Vahoylech Tamachochim Yisroel V'roi Imai V'yoyim Aloi Emar Tomei. If a Kohen is not a Boki, goes with Yisroel that is a Boki, and Yisroel tells him, listen, it's Tomei Nivuah Mitor Vuah Mit Shatumah V'tayra Tluyim V'maimah Kohen V'chatam Zaskanim. So the Kitzah, if you have a Kohen, even though he himself doesn't know the Lachan, but he understands what you tell him, so he could be the one to pass that his Tomei Alava or Yisrael, that's a Chochem that knows the Halacha, and they'll explain it to him, and they'll understand it. That's the case. That's our Ribui. He could also be Raya the Negoyim. Now the word says another mission. It says Hakil Ksheirim Lekadish. Everybody is called to Lekadish. Lekadish means the Efer, the Poraduma. If you burn the Poraduma, then you have to take the ashes and pour it into a clear that has Mayim Chaim in it. That's called Yemekadish it. So everybody can do this kiddush. Is lasu yamar was come to include. Smor says the Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's lasu yekotan. Even a cotton can make this a kiddush. Rashi says lekadosh means laaruf mayim chayim v'yefechatis. Now to my end, Rabbanu Rabbi Yehuda Shita before Shasach Yuma, the Moran Yuma explains the dashim from Sukkim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds it's lasu yekotan. A cotton can make the kiddush. Rabbonin lasu yisha. Rabbonin knows no, a cotton not, but an isha can make the kiddush. The Tzaddik learned like this: Hakil ksherim lekadosh. Everybody's kosher to make the kiddush to put the yefer of the paraduma into the mayim chayim. Chutz micheres shayte bekotin. A cotton is possible. Reb Yehuda machshir bekotin. Yehuda knows no, a cotton is kosher. O paisav yisha madrugnis. Beyond an isha and madrugnis, they're possible. So the Tanakhama holds a cotton is possible, but an isha is kosher. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite way. And the Gemara then you explains the Dashim from Sukkim why Rabbi Yehuda holds a cotton is kosher, and the Rabbanan holds an isha is kosher. Then it says another Mishnah Poris Hakil Ksherim Lahazis. Everybody's kosher is to make the azor, mean to sprinkle the mechates upon a person's tummy mace. So Lasuya Mai wants to come to include Lasuya Oral, even though the person is an oral, meaning he does not have a bris milah. Rashi says it means Shemais Ochiv Machmas Mila. not that the person's a Rosha, but his brother died because of Mila, and therefore it's a Sakonas of Rosha, he did not have a Bris Mila. So he's still an Orwell though. So Chiddush is, he could make that Zor onto somebody else that's Tamei. Okay, Reb Loza. The Yom Reb Loza says, Orwell, she's a Zor Sikshera, that the evidence of an Orwell makes a Zor, it's like a Kosher. Rashi says, she's a Mechatas Latomei, a Zor Sikshera. Now, time in the first, we could be Yavomis, the Gemara explains in Yavomis. Mita Davi at full yom, it's the same halacha like it's full yom. Shepasu b'truma, even though it's full yom, it's possible if he takes truma, he makes it tamei, he's passed the truma. But the kosher b'paradum is kosher, so you're also an oral is kosher to make that zor for a person that's tamei. Can make the zor of the mechatis onto a person that's tamei. Then the Mishnah says in chulin that hakel shecht, everybody can make a shechita. So again, the suya mai wasn't come to include. Zemora says, it really says it twice over there. Zemora says, the one is lasuya kusi. Even a kusi, if it makes a shechita, is kosher. Even though kusi are gerim, but the pshat is this man, the amol, that they're gerim, and it's saying, nabalecha like a regular Israel, and therefore that shechita is kosher. Because the gray shechita is possible. For chad, and when the second time it says, a kol shechtim is lasuya Yisrael muma. The Yisrael that's a muma still is called the Yisrael, it can make a shechita. And here it's machlekes exactly what type of a mumer is. Certain times we say mumer davrechod is mumer lechol tarkula. Certain times then lavalacha like a guy. But here it means it's a regular yisrael mumer, it's not lechol tarkula. Therefore, it's too kosher to make the shechita. Now a mishnah subnas that says hakol malin leretz yisrael. Everybody has a right to say they want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And here it's a shaila about ish vishtoi varachiv ksuba. If the man wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael and the wife does not want to, and they give a get because of that. So the one that wants to go up has the upper hand. Says Locha Hakil Malin, everybody has a right to say he wants to go up there to Israel. Is Lasuya Mai, what does it come to include? Gemara says Lasuya Avodim. It comes to include a Nevid. So Rashi learns, Shim Yeshli Evid Kanani, if you have a Nevid Kanani that's small, Limchon, you want to sell him. For right Sevishli Machren of Elevat Israel, the Evid only wants to be sold in Eretz Israel. Is Taka, we force the rabbi to take him up to Eretz Yisrael. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns, Shemesh Liyevit Kanani Mo, Limcha Vreitzav Yimchon Al Yisrael, that's what Rashi says. And Tosfos himself, the Repirish, Shevet Yochalochav La Loisai, Ayif Teru. The Yevit has a right to say, listen, either take me up and let's work, let I live in Eretz Yisrael, or else if you don't want to go up there, I want to go up there, and you have to free me. So it's such a Chiddush, and Yevit has a right to say, either take me up or free me. So we ask the question, well, the man that Tony Avodim Eged, the end of the Gemara Ksubis, does the man the Avodim learns Avodim clearly? Says, so what does the Mishnah mean, Lasu Yemai wasn't come to include? So we says, Lasu comes to include, Minove Hayofe Lanove Ro. Even though they're here in America, they have a beautiful house, but there in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have an ugly house, a bad house. Still, he has a right to say he wants to go live in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not going to be as nice as he has it here in Chutz Lawrence. And the Mishnah says over there, V'yein ha'kol moitzim, not everybody can go out of Eretz Yisrael. For us to come to include, La'asu ye'evet sheborach mechutz loretz loretz. That an evet ran away from his master living in Chutz Loretz and he ran to Eretz Yisrael. See, when usually there's a mitzvah to return the evet to his master. But over here, since he ran to Eretz Yisrael and his master lives in Chutz Loretz, there's no mitzvah, you don't have to bring him back to his master in Chutz Loretz, but he has the right to stay there in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, HaKol Malin Yerushalayim. So what does this come to include? HaKol Malin, everybody goes up to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Mimashma, from any other part of Eretz Yisrael, you have a right to say you want to move up to Yerushalayim. So what does it come to include? HaKol Malin Yerushalayim Lasu Yemai. So Gemara says, Minova HaYofla Nova Ro. Even if say you have a house in Tveria, a nice house, and you want to move to Yerushalayim, not such a nice house, still you have right to say you want to go up to Yerushalayim. V'yein HaKol Matzim, but you don't leave Yerushalayim. Lasu Yemai wasn't come to include. Lasu Yemai, the opposite. Minova HaRul, Nova Yofi, even though in Yerushalayim your house is not so nice, and outside Yerushalayim you have a nice house, still you can't force your wife to move there if she wants to stay in Yerushalayim. The other Gemara says, another Mishnah that says, HaKol Chayovim B'Sukkah. Everybody is Chayiv in Sukkah. that Kahanim Leviim v'Yisraelim, or Kohen a Levi v'Yisrael, were all mechuyev to eat, to live in the sukkah. So for the Gemara Pshit, of course, Ihani loy mechayvi, man mechayvi, if they're not going to be mechayev, or Kohen Levi v'Yisrael, who else? As this is Mamas Yisrael, Pshita, there's a mitzvah to be in a sukkah. So Rashi speaks out, Pshita, and Ashtadora Shakurla Suyamai. Up until now, we're questioning when it says Hakurl, what does it come to include? Well, may Ashtadora for now, Dorish, Hanach Tatoni. Now explaining, even after it says what we come to include, what's the Chiddush in them? Like here it says, Hakurl in the sukkah, and it says who? It says Kahanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim. So the question is now, Pshita. Like if that man, if they're not mechuyev, who else is mechuyev? So Moran says, Kahanim mitzvah le. The Chiddush is Kahanim that they're mechuyev in sukkah, because otherwise, Sarkot Atach Minach. I would have thought to say, Hayuluk says, since the pasuk says, Vasukah is teishavu, you're supposed to live inside your sukkah. For your mama, we know we learned that with Ashwin's pasuk says teishavu shivat yomim means kain to duru. You have to live there the same way you live in your house. If so, ma dira, just like in your house, is ish vishtoi, the ma, you live together, a man with his wife, is av sukkah wadin, the chiv to be in the sukkah is also ish vishtoi. The chiv to be in the sukkah at the same time when you could be with your wife. If so, fahani, kahanim. These kahanim that you're in sukkahs, ho yilu b'nei avoidah ninu. Since they have to do the avoidah during cholamoy, during sukkahs, they bring the korbanis. If so, lo lechayvu, maybe they shouldn't be mechuyev to be in the sukkah, since they can't be there like normal times. They're not at home like normally. They have to be in the Beis Hamikdash part of the time. But since they're not at home like Teishvu came to Duru, maybe there's no chiyev them to be in the sukkah at all. Is kamash le, that's the chiddush. No. Now what's the reasoning why? Because nehi de p'tiri b'shaf avoid enechanami b'shaf the kana madun the avoida. They're potter from being in the sukkah, but v'loy shaf avoida, when they finish doing the avoida, chiyuv mechayvei. And echnami, any time that they're free and they're at home, avada, they have to be in the sukkah. And midi dehevi arochet rochem is the same way the people are traveling during sukkahs. The yom amar, because we learned, the more in sukkah. That whole chet rochem, people that are traveling b'yoyim by daytime, so p'turim in a sukkah b'yoyim, if they're taking, they're traveling, they're going someplace, they have to go at daytime, so just like throughout the year they take a trip, they have to go. So in sukkah also, they have to go to the potter from the sukkah at daytime. But the chayavim b'layla, at nighttime, when they're not traveling, then they have the chiyuv to do the sukkah. Now, if a person has the right to say, if I want to go on a trip on Chol HaMoed, I want to go like traveling for pleasure, you want to go to a park or so, that's a shver, that's hard to say, you have etav hochid rochim. Like, who asked you to go there? You're not really hochid rochim. Stay home better. Elamai, if you want to go, say nechnam, even though you want to go, you have right to go, but avadi should still be nizri in alach of the sukkah, like not eat or sudas kva outside the sukkah. It's not really called hochid rochim to say you have a put the ptur from the sukkah. The third point of the Mor says, the habim of the same kahanim, they should be potter. So Rashi says, v'nei avoid ninu, kahanim ha v'nei avoidah, v'yei nechonim lodur ish v'yishtah v'sukkah, they can't live together with the wife in the sukkah. Shein niskotah k'nishasayim, they're not going to live with their wife. Diram yolayu avoidah s'regal, they have to do the avoidah of the regal. So, it's not clear what Rashi means to say, whether he's not going to live with her because he doesn't want to become tamei, then he'll do the avoidah the next day, Astam, because he's told, he's busy, he's even late in the Beis Hamikdash. Is I would have thought to say, Loi Nechayvu, that would have been a swear since he can't be with his wife, so maybe he's potter from the sukkah altogether. Is Kamash Mlano, the Yafagab, Le Yafshalu, came to be, we can't have it like normal. But Yehechad, the Yafshalu, Mechayve, whenever time he is free and he's at home, then Avad, he has to be in the sukkah. But we didn't avoid the Ptir, which true calls the money is in the Beis Hamikdash doing the avoider there, he's like a potter in a sukkah. But Shloi bin avoider, when he's not doing the avoider, then he's chayiv. Then another Mishnah says, the Menachis, Hakur, Chayobim, Betzitzis. Everybody's mechuyiv to wear tzitzis, Kahanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim. So again, the question is, Pshita, Avada, the Yisraelim, Avada with Jews, they have to wear tzitzis, the mitzvah to wear tzitzis. The Chiddush is Kahanim Mitzvah. The Chiddush is about Kahanim, because otherwise, Sarkot Ha'etach Minich. I would have thought to say, Hoyin Luxiv, since the pasuk says Lo Yisil Vash Shatneis, Now that we're Shabbos, we know you can't wear wool and linen together. Then the pasuk says, "Gedilim taslecho v'make tittis." So I would have thought the darshin, "Man de lo yishtori klayim lagabayu polavisha hu demechayev mitzvah tittis." Someone does not have a hetter to wear klayim at all, he has the mitzvah tittis. So Leviim and Yisraelim, they have no hetter to wear klayim, so pshita, they have the mitzvah tittis. But I would have thought for Hani Kahanim, these Kahanim that do the avodah, the begodim, the avne, the gato that they wear was made out of sheish, was made out of wool and linen. So hoyo v'yishtori klayim legabayu, since the Kahanim have a right to wear klayim when they're wearing the big dekuno, so maybe the nanda pash of tittis, lo lechayvu, maybe they don't have the chiyah to put on tzitzis, is kamashma, that's the chiddush no, kamashma lon, that nehi di yishtori bidin avoyda echnami, b'shasta during the avoyda, he have a right to wear klayim, to wear the gartel, but b'lo yidin avoyda, not at the time of the avoyda, lo yishtori, then they have no heta, stam to wear klayim. So therefore, pshita, the rest of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rashi says, avoyda di avnate, show klayim hoyo. Tehsiv yes avnet sheish mushroom and the sheish kitna tehil samra. So we thought to say that he had no mitzvah tzitzis. Kamash mulon yes. As only b'shas the avoider, stoy b'shas avoider, havad yes to wear tzitzis. The other Gemara says, ha'kol chayovim b'tfilin. No, the Mishnah says everybody has to wear tefillin. Kahanim levim v'yisraelim. Kohen levi in Yisrael. For the Gemara again, pshita. Avada, they have to wear tefillin, so mitzvah wear tefillin. So Mora says no. Kahanim mitzvah, the chiddush is again that kahanim have a chiyah to wear tefillin. Because otherwise, salka daita chamin, I would have thought to say, hoyu luksiv, since the pasuk says, ukshatim liyais al yodecho, put the tefillin on the shoyad. Voyu tetotofais beninecho, put tefillin on shorosh. So I would have thought to say, called the east of the mitzvahs the yad, whoever's in the pasha putting on tefillin the yad, east of the mitzvahs the rush, he has the chiyuv to put on tefillin shall rush. But v'hani kahanim, these kahanim, ho yovules naya b'mitzvah the yad, since they can't put on tefillin the yad, why not? The chassid apostle says yilbash al besoroi, that when the kahanim wear their begodim have to be attached to the body, to the skin. It cannot be a chatzitza. They can't be wearing tefillin between the body and the begodim. With Ashen Shloi Yedov Chaytzes, nothing should be in between. Beinoy Bein Besaroy. Since so, Kahanim b'shasta wearing, doing the avoda b'shasta wearing the big dekuna, they cannot wear tefillin shayad. Because the halacha is that the begodim have to be touching the skin. Since so, if you wear tefillin, it'll be a chatzitza. I put tefillin on top of the begodim. That we now know. We know also that the mitzvah tefillin also has to be upon your skin. There should not be a chatitza there. If so, Aim, I would have thought to say, since the Kana Meshasta doing the avodah, they can't wear the tefillin shayad, maybe Aim of the mitzvah the rush namel on the chayvui, maybe at that time they're part of wearing on tefillin shayrush, Kamash one, that's the chiddush in the mission, no, the lay makvi adodi, they're not makiv, I mean one is not telling the other one. Even though, like here, the Kohen cannot wear tefillin shayad, still he has the chiyuv to wear tefillin shayrush. And kiddush nam, like we learned the first, there's a Gemara Menachos, that tefillin shayad, eino makeva shayrush, does not stop you from putting on the shayrush. Means if for some reason you don't have a tefillin shayad, you can't wear the shayad, still you're supposed to put on the tefillin shayrush. For shayrush, eino makeva shayad, and if for some reason you can't put on the shayrush, still you're supposed to put on the shayad. So that's the kiddush here, that kahanim, even b'shas adur v'yavoydim, they can't wear tefillin shoyad, they should wear tefillin shorosh. Now the Gemara says, Maish no diyad, why do you say that they can't wear tefillin shoyad? The chassid apostle says, Yil bosh al v'soroi, that when they wear that big dekuna, their begodim is supposed to be upon their flesh, they can't be a chatzitza between the begodim and their flesh, so they can't be wearing tefillin there. If so, rosh nami, the head also they can't wear tefillin. See, it says, V'samto hametz nefes al roshay. He has to put his hat on the top of his head. So, the kohen has no place to put the tefillin there either, the havminer is. And since his hat goes on top of his head like, so he can't be wearing tefillin there. So, Mishas is wearing the begodim, he can't wear tefillin shorosh either. Tomorrow says, no. Tony, we learned, Saroy hoyenira. His hair was able to be seen in Bein Sitz le'metz nefes.
is even though the Kohen Gadol wore the mitznefes, regular Kohen wore the mikvois, even though they had to wear the hat did not come down and cover up the top of the hair by the forehead. The hat was above it, and the tzitz was a little bit below it. And in between the tzitz and the mitznefes, that's where the Kohen Gadol used to wear a tefillin. Sheshom niyach tefillin. So that's the chiddush, that the tefillin shall rush, there was place to put it on, whether it was a Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot, there is place to put on the tefillin shall rush. He doesn't have to go under the mikvois, under his hat, but his hat was a little bit above the place where he wore the tefillin. Therefore, tefillin shall rush, the kohen could wear. The chiddush is, even though they can't wear tefillin shall yad, still they're mechuyev in wearing tefillin shall rush. Then the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Hakil chayovim b'tkiyah shofar. Everybody's mechuyev in the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. Again it says, kahanim, leviyim, v'yisraelim. So Gemara is pshita, of course they're mechuyev in the mitzvah. In Rosh Hashanah, we have to hear them in the shofar. What's the chiddush? So Gemara says again, kahanim mitzvah. The chiddush is that kahanim also have a chiyev of tkiyah shofar. Because otherwise, salka daita chaminach, I would have thought to say, alright, turn over, we'll continue one on the other side.